Hello and welcome to the Fit Girl Radio, your go-to podcast for everything fitness, health, mindset, and lifestyle to empower you to live your best life. Are you ready to step up your game? Welcome back, everyone. Today is Monday, and this is actually week 5 of my cut today. So I have 2 weeks left of my cut, and in honor of that, I thought it would be nice to do an episode on how to approach a cutting phase. So right now I've been cutting for 4 weeks and I'm going to continue for 2 more weeks. So I have a total cutting period of 6 weeks, and we're going to take it quite aggressively now the last 2 weeks, just because it's only 6 weeks long. Usually if you're actually prepping for a competition or anything, or you're doing like a long prep, you will take 12 to 15 weeks. simply don't have it at time. So I'm just cutting for my vacation in Dubai. And also just because I've been maintaining and bulking for quite a long time. So it's finally time to cut and see what muscles that we built during that entire period of growing. So I'm excited. 2 more weeks. I'm currently on a carb cycling schedule. So I have high days and low days. And I just wanted to give you some tips on how to approach a cutting phase. If you want to do one yourself and you don't feel like hiring a coach, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks. Some ways to approach it and some ways to be able to handle it better, because you will be hungry, and that's all part of a cut, and you have to be able to handle that if you want to lose some excess fat to actually see your muscles come through. So first of all, the most important thing is, before you start a cutting phase, it's important that you've built up your calories. So if you've already been a low calories for a few weeks, don't start your cut from that point, because then you will have to dig even deeper and deeper and deeper for it to have any effect at all. So the best point is that you were in a surplus for a few weeks, for quite a while. So if you've been bulking for a while, you were above maintenance calories. So you were basically consuming more calories and you were exerting. So you were in a caloric surplus for a while. Then you move to a maintenance phase, where you're actually just maintaining your weight. You're not eating too much, but not also not too little. You just add a maintenance for a few weeks, and then you drop below that maintenance point, and that's when you start cutting your calories, and that's when the actual cut will start. But then you have a good starting point, and you can actually start by cutting right below your maintenance calories, and then you will be able to drop from there. And then your lowest point of calories, it will obviously be a low point, but it won't be as low as when you would have already started from a calorie point that was already fairly low. Also, just your body, the responses from your body and your metabolism. It's important that you start from quite a good calorie intake and not from a too low calorie intake at all. Next, it's important to actually give it time. So don't try to do like a 2 week cut and from one day to the other reduce your calories from like 1,800 to 1,200. That's just too much of a drastic change. Your body will not like that, because your body has a regulatory set point. So your body likes to be at a certain weight, and if you try to go below that, your body will sense that and they'll be like, no, we do not want to drop. We want to stay at this weight. We're comfortable at this weight. We do not want to drop any lower. So if you're going to go from 1,800 to 1,200 one day from another, and you will then keep maintaining that 1,200, your body will shut down. It will not operate with you. It will just not be happy, and you won't be losing fat as you desire, because your body will just become in a state of too much stress, excess stress, and it will not respond appropriately, and it will just not be good for your health at all. So try to cut your calories slowly, not too quickly. You can start by reducing 100 grams. For example, your maintenance calories are 1,800, and then you start cutting 1,700. That's a very good starting point. So don't cut your calories too quickly. Also, when you do drop your calories, make sure that this drop comes from your carbs and your fats and not your protein. So we've been building for a while. We've been building all this muscle. Obviously, when we start cutting, we do not want to lose that muscle. We just want to lose the excess body fat that lies on top of the muscle, so we can actually see our muscles come through and we can see more definition. So start by cutting carbs and cutting fats, maintaining your protein as they already were, maybe even upping your protein a little bit if you really want to be sure you're going to keep those gains. However, I wouldn't recommend dropping your fats any lower than 40 grams. If you have to go any deeper, you can go to 35, but I would try to keep it around 40 grams because you need to have, especially as a woman, you need to maintain a decent amount of fat intake just for your general health. Otherwise, it just won't be healthy anymore. You will stop getting your period and all of those things. And we just do not want to mess with that. So start by cutting both carbs and fat. If your fat come at a dangerously low level, make sure they stay at a good level and cut carbs a bit further, but never your protein. Keep your protein steady to make sure that you keep your muscle mass. It's also important to not change the plan too often. You don't have to change it weekly. If your plan is working for you, you're dropping weight, you're getting leaner, you don't need to change anything. So as long as your plan is working, do not cut calories. From the moment you see that your weight starts to stagnate and you're not dropping any fat visually anymore either, then you can look at your plan and you can lower your calories a bit, or you can implement some more cardio. But as long as the plan is working, don't change anything. It's just not necessary, and it will just set you up for an even lower caloric intake in the end, because you basically dropped too quickly, which was completely unnecessary. Also, don't only look at your weight, but also look at visually. Take check-in pictures every single day, every single morning, right? The first thing when you wake up, you go to the bathroom, you go to the toilet, and then you take your check-in pictures. And you take your weight as well, but don't only rely on weight, because sometimes your weight will remain the same, or maybe you've just had more water, or you ate a bit more late at night, but you might visually be a lot leaner and you might be a lot tighter in the skin. So if you see that your weight maintains, but you are visually still getting leaner, I would stick to the plan that you're currently following and only decrease further when you see that you're also visually not changing anymore. It's also a good idea to choose a mix of cardio and calories. Do not only rely on calories to get into this deficit, this cutting phase, but also implement cardio. Because otherwise, you will have to drop your calories extremely low. Whereas, if you start implementing cardio bit by bit, that's just an extra tool that allows you to continue to eat a bit more and just exerting more calories through cardio. And that will also make sure that the balance of the consumption of calories and the exertion of calories remains in deficit. So, what I would do personally, we actually started with implementing 3 times 25 minutes of cardio each week. Always cardio after training, never before, unless you do it first thing in the morning. But then, not if you train straight after it, then you need a meal in between, basically. And otherwise, if you want to combine it with your training, always after, because otherwise, it's going to tamper with your weight training. And we do not want that, because we want to maintain a muscle mass. So, it's important that you push your weights as hard as you can. Your trainings need to be on top if you want to get lean while maintaining your muscle mass. So you cannot start to have bad weight trainings. So always do cardio after your training or first thing in the morning, and have a meal after that before you actually go to your weight training. So we started with 3 times 25 minutes. Also try to choose one equipment and stick with that equipment and stick with the same intensity. So, for example, I choose a treadmill and I do an incline walk, and I will always put my incline on 6 and I will do my speed on 4.5. So, whatever that is for you, choose something that is challenging. Your heartbeat should be around 130 beats per minute. That's a good rate. That's like a good amount to be in when you're doing your steady state cardio for your fat loss. You don't need to implement it. Some people do it, but it's not necessary. It also puts a lot of stress on your body. I wouldn't personally do that because it might temper also with your weight training, because then it's all again more stress on your body and it will take more of you, and then you will have less energy to exert in your actual weight training. So I started with 3 times 25 minutes, then we moved to 4 times 25 minutes, and now actually since last week, so for the last 30 weeks, we are doing every single morning 30 minutes of fasted cardio. So I wake up, I take my check-in pictures, I take my weight, I weigh myself, and then the first thing I do is fill up a bottle of water and I go set on the treadmill straight away. So I have a treadmill at home, which actually makes that possible. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible if I would have to drive to the gym simply because of my work and everything. I wouldn't be able to do that. But because I have a treadmill at home, I wake up and I do that before my food, and I make sure that I chug an entire water bottle while I'm doing my cardio. And that way also I always have a good amount of water in my system as well before having my first meal. And that kind of decreases my hunger as well, because when I first wake up, I'm very often very hungry. But it's usually just from thirst and from dehydration from sleeping. So if I first have my entire water bottle, then I can most likely stretch it for another hour before I actually have my breakfast. And to be fair, when you're cutting, you are very hungry throughout the day. So the longer I can wait to have breakfast, the nicer, because then I will be less hungry throughout the day and I can push my meals a bit further, which I honestly prefer. So if you want to take it aggressive, do fast cardio every single morning. Right now we do 30 minutes, and for these last 2 weeks, on my high carb days, I also do 10 minutes after my workout. So 3 days in the week, I will do 30 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes after my training. And then the other 4 low days, I just do 30 minutes in the morning. And to be honest, might sound strange, but I actually kind of love it. Like, obviously I have to wake up earlier. It's the first thing you do is walking on a treadmill. It's not the your ideal imagination of, a fun morning, but I actually like it. I just watch some YouTube. I watch some fitness YouTubers. It puts me in the right headspace. It puts me in the right mindset. It keeps me motivated, and it also makes sure that when I wake up, I have this instant feeling of I'm productive. I'm doing this. I'm going for my goals. I'm going after it. I'm doing everything I can, and it sets me up for a very good and positive day because I'm just productive right from the start. I personally love it. If you're not a morning person at all and you hate it, but you're an evening person and you have this extra kick of energy in an evening, keep your cardio for the evening. You choose when you do your cardio based on what feels best for you. Just don't do it before your workout. That's the only rule. Do it whenever you want, but not right before your weight training. That's the only thing I will say. Okay. And then it's also important to implement refeeds. So a lot of people think, okay, I have to be strict for 6 weeks straight, nothing off plan, no cheats whatsoever. That's true. However, a refeed is a cheat, but it's a cheat that you that's it's implemented in the plan, basically. It's not just a random cheat. So I just listen to my coach, which happens to be my boyfriend, which is really easy. I know, I love him. But it's nice that he can be my coach because he can obviously see me 24/7 and see how I'm progressing. But personally, also listening to what he says, a refeed is very good to spike up your metabolism again, because after a while, your body gets used to those calories, it gets used to those foods, and it will stop responding, and your metabolism won't work as good anymore. So if that starts happening, you need to actually, if you then eat something off plan and something higher in calories, and that's not in your plan, like a pizza, like a pasta with a lot of sauce, getting fries and a burger. Fries and a burger is done very often as well for refeeds. More often than pizza, to be honest. Pizza isn't the best option. I think the best one is fries and a burger. That's what people usually do. Because you can be more specific with that. Like, you can say no cheese, not too much sauce, and only this amount of fries, whereas a pizza is a pizza. You can say have a pizza, but you don't really do that, Okay. But so a refeed is very good if you start to plateau a bit. So if your weight starts to stagnate, you can implement a refeed when you feel like your body really needs this extra fuel and needs a spike in your metabolism. Your hormones will be spiked, your metabolism will be spiked. And then the day after, you just continue with your meal plan, you continue to being low. And that's, in my opinion, a very good way to keep it sustainable mentally, but also keeps your body responding very well to those low calories to make sure that it doesn't stop responding. When you need a refeed, it's hard to say, to be honest. I had my first one after 3 weeks, and then we actually had a very small one yesterday, so after 4 weeks, but that wasn't a full meal. So we just went for drinks, and there were these nachos that you can share, and we had those. As a refeed, but that's a very small refeed, just a very small influx of additional carbs that are normally not in my plan. So that wasn't a full refeed. That's something you can definitely implement as well. And also, if you struggle mentally a lot, try to implement refeeds when you feel like they are really necessary. Then, when it comes to your strength training workouts, Be very aware that your strength will go down. So maybe you might have been focusing on strength for a long period of time. I personally love to focus on strength in the gym, and I hate it when I don't feel, when I feel like I'm not progressing in terms of strength, when I stick to the same weight for a long period of time and I can't seem to go up in that weight or do more reps. I feel annoyed, like I just focus a lot on the strength. But you have to realize when you are in a cutting phase, strength is just not your priority. You will not become stronger. The opposite will happen. You will become less strong. And you need to be aware of that and change your workouts to it accordingly. As the deeper you go into your cut, the more you will switch from strength training to more hypertrophy training. So, for example, if usually I would go in my squats to a max of two sets, very high weight. So maxing out on just two reps. Now I will keep it at a lighter weight and do six reps. Well, start from 15 reps and then go down to six rep at a higher weight, but not lower than that. I wouldn't go any reps lower because there's just no point. You don't have that strength anyway. You just simply do not have it because you're cutting calories. It's normal. You do not have the energy to push that weight. It will just annoy you and it will not be effective at all. At this point, you want to try to maintain your muscles as good as possible. And we do that by doing hypertrophy trainings, focusing on higher reps, lower weights, to just keep progressing even on lower calories and on lower carbs. So really keep that in mind. Don't be upset about it, but just change your training, change your mindset. Focus on that mindset shift. Like, okay, now I'm not focusing on strength anymore. I'm merely focusing on pushing hard, feeling the burn in my muscles, and training as hard as I possibly can. Also, drink a lot of water and fluids. Maybe drink some BCAAs. Drink a Coke Zero throughout the day. Not the entire day, but just one. Keep it at one glass minimum, at maximum. Do not overdo it either, but that will help keep your hunger down. And if you're hungry, drink. Drink water, add something that has some extra flavor. Just make sure that when you drink something with flavor, make sure that it's no calories because we do not want to be drinking our calories. That would be stupid. We want to be, we're already very low in calories. We want to use them for food, not for drinks. So drink tons and tons and tons of water. That's very crucial. Otherwise, you will be even more hungry and it will be even harder. So drink a lot of fluids and start implementing foods that will keep you satisfied and switch to higher volume foods with lower calories. For example, at 10 o'clock, I always used to eat a protein pudding. It was a very small pot. I love the taste of it, obviously. But so I have my breakfast around 6:30, then I have the protein yogurt around 10:30, and then I have lunch around 12:30. And I would be so extremely hungry between my breakfast and my lunch and the protein yogurt. It just wouldn't satisfy me. It wouldn't fill me up when I was starting to cut calories. It just didn't kill my hunger at all. And now I've actually switched to protein pancakes, which I can also easily fit into my plan, and they are a lot higher volume and they keep me satisfied for much longer. Also because it's a fun food to eat. So it makes the diet easier because it's a pancake. Who doesn't like a pancake? You know, it's a lot nicer than eating a protein yogurt. It just makes it more sustainable. And the macros are with the pancakes that I eat the QNT pancakes, they're fairly similar. And you can also The good thing about the pancakes is as you start cutting lower and lower, you can reduce the amount of powder you use. So with the yogurt, you have to eat the entire pot of yogurt unless you buy these big ones and, you know, take parts of it and don't eat all of it. But I used to just buy little pots and then you have to eat all of it, obviously, in one go. Whereas with the pancakes, it's just powder. So I can also cut the powder and then I just have a bit less pancakes. But that's nice that you can play with that as well if you need to cut your calories. Also switch to high volume foods. Start adding salad to your rice meals or your pasta meals or whatever. Start adding salad. Start adding, for example, cucumber is something that can fill you up, but it's extremely low in calories. It almost has no calories. Start switching to these foods. For example, watermelon instead of a banana. So a banana, it has very high calories for the amount that it is, whereas watermelon has very low calories. You can easily still eat 100 grams for only 24 calories. So these are things that will fill you up, keep you satisfied, keep you feeling like you're actually eating something, but you do not have a lot of calories. Also, if you usually eat rice, so I normally eat rice twice a day, I try to switch to pasta when I'm cutting because it just a lot, it's a lot more volume and it keeps me more satisfied. Rice, it's so small, and if you have to eat like 50 grams of rice, It's not a lot at all. Like 50 grams cooked, I mean, it's not a lot at all. Whereas your pasta, it's still a decent amount. And you just mentally, you feel like you're eating more. It's the same calories, but you feel like you're eating more. So start to switch to these higher volume foods. Start to think about, really think about how can I make this something that's higher volume and that will satisfy me for longer and that will make it a lot easier. Also, make sure that you take your measurements before you start to cut and take pictures in the beginning. Obviously, we want to be taking daily check-in pictures to really see our progress properly, but definitely make sure that you do not forget to take them in the beginning as well, like right before you start your cut, and take your measurements. And then when you're not feeling motivated or whatever, just take your measurements again and see where you've come from. See how much centimeters you're down already in your waist, in your thighs, in wherever region, whatever region you want to measure it. That will be motivation. And usually when you're cutting, like you see the changes, and like now I can definitely see the change with when I started. But to be fair, I have no idea how much I've actually shrunk in my waist. And I'm very curious to take my measurements again because I took them at the beginning and see how much I've actually dropped and how much I've actually changed. It's really nice to quantify that and really see the progress you're making. It's a lot more motivating than just looking at visual pictures. It's also good to see the pictures, obviously, because you will change in the pictures, but on a day-to-day basis, you will not see those changes. You will only see them in the long term. If you compare your week one to your week six, you will see the changes. If you compare your week seven, your day 17 to your day 19, you won't see any difference. So really try to take that at the beginning. And if you're a few weeks in, look back on that week one. Look back on those first pictures, on those first measurements. Take them again and see how much you've changed. That's very important if you're starting to lose this motivation to keep going. And also maybe try to not make the cuts too long unless you actually have to. But for me, 6 weeks is personally perfect. Like for the amount of lean that I want to get, I'm not getting competition lean. I'm not doing a competition. So I don't have to be like as lean as you would be on a competition. That's just not necessary. So really think about how lean do I want to get for me? What is a good amount that I can actually maintain and that's necessary? And try to not stretch it for like longer than, definitely not longer than 12 to 15 weeks, but try to do like a 6 week cut or an 8 week cut. It's way more maintainable to actually do that. I really put your mind to not eating anything off plan. I got into the habit of after lunch always eating a piece of chocolate, and that was never in my plan before I was cutting, by the way, not now, but that was never in my plan. But I had it because I was bulking or maintaining. And you know, it was a very small piece of chocolate. It didn't really matter that much. And if you're in that phase, you can actually do that. It doesn't matter. It's fine. It's no problem. But when you're in a cutting phase, that can truly make a difference. If you do that every single day, those calories add up. And I told myself in the beginning, I'm not going to eat anything off plan unless my coach tells me to. So, and I didn't do that. And now when I think, oh, that would be nice, or I see something in my fridge or in the pantry, and I'm like, I want that. Should I have one? And then immediately I have this instant reaction in my brain that's no, we're sticking to the plan. And that's it. It's as simple as that. Just no. Sometimes when I have lunch, I have this instant response in my brain out of habit of, oh, I want a piece of chocolate. And then it's instantly, no, just no. There's no further debate in my head. There's no further should I, would I, just simply no. Really try to make your mindset into a simple no mindset. Don't start overthinking it. Don't start doubting. Just no. That's it. Try to get distracted by other things and just no, just don't do it. And you will see it really pays off. It really does. And it's so, I think it's so motivating to see all the progress at the end. And it makes me very proud of myself that I could actually maintain that because I've never really done that before. And I know it will make you proud too. So really also think about it. If you're doing a 6 week cut, it's 6 weeks. It's 6 weeks out of the entire year. Like I'm gonna be honest, in 10 weeks, I won't regret that I didn't go for pasta last night. I will not regret it because I will have so many other opportunities to go for pasta. It's only 6 weeks. Like, you won't die if you're at an event and you're drinking a Coke Zero instead of a glass of vodka or like a mojito or whatever. You won't die from it. It will be fine. It's just 6 weeks. Like, really try to don't make it too much in your brain that it isn't. It's just as simple as that. It's just 6 weeks and nothing more. Unless you're doing more weeks, of course, if it can get harder. But really put your mind into it and only do it if you really want to do it. If you only go into it with a half-ass mindset, you will not stick to it. If you're like, yeah, I'll do it, but maybe I'll eat this in between, or maybe I'll see, we'll see, it won't work. Just you have to be all in, or it just won't work, because you have to be really motivated and committed to do this, because it's not hard. There is people all around you all of the time that will tell you, do you want a piece of this? Do you want one? You're sure? Oh no, you can't, right? No, right, you can. But will it be that bad if you just have one? That won't matter, right? And then it's exhausting to constantly be like, no, I'm just not doing it. No, it's just 6 weeks, just not now. After this, I can have it again, just not now. But it's exhausting to constantly have to explain yourself. And it makes it harder, because when people start peer pressuring you to have this piece of chocolate that they brought for their birthday, you don't want to be rude, but I'm sorry, I'm sticking to my plan. Like, just no, just, and don't ask me either. Don't come to me. You don't want one, right? No, I don't want one. If I would have wanted one, I would come to you and say, it's okay, I can have one. Okay. So as you just really need to stick your mind to it, because it can be really difficult, and make sure that you have supportive people around you, because otherwise it will be a truly awful experience. And we don't want that. We want it to be a fun experience, a focused experience, and one that really makes you committed and makes you feel like you're a true fitnesser, like you're actually having a purpose, you're having a goal, you're doing great in the gym, you're not just going and doing this, that, you're actually so committed and dedicated, and that's what I love about it. So that went a little bit off track, but I hope you got some tips from this. Obviously, cutting on your own without a coach, it is hard. So I would always recommend to get a coach. But if you can't afford that, I hope these tips helped. I hope you decide on a good amount of time to do your cutting phase. I hope you do it properly, and you can actually stick your mind to it, and you do it in a healthy way, because that's the most important. You can do cutting so unhealthy, and it will just be so damaging to your body. So please listen to all the advice I just gave and do it in a very healthy way. So that was it for the episode today. Thank you so much for listening. Hit the subscribe button for new podcasts every single week. Check out my socials in the show notes for more content. And let me know what your thoughts on this podcast were by leaving a rating on your favorite podcast platform. See you next time.